It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and in studio with me is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise. Hi, Elise, how are you?
Oh, very good. How about you?
I'm doing really well. And of course, you have the Wise Traveler Lounge, which on Wednesdays, people can come by and check it out, chat with you about their travel plans.
Right. Tomorrow we have Wise Wednesday and we have, actually tomorrow, Lori will be there.
Great.
And she'll be happy to answer any of your questions, talk about travel, introduce you to the lounge,
yes.
See what our concept is, and so we hope that you can join us.
And where is the Wise Traveler Lounge?
It's 6575 Oakmont Drive.
Okay.
And she'll be there from 10 a.m. approximately.
Okay.
So please feel free, go by, go talk, travel, and have a good time.
That sounds great. All right. Well, today we're excited because we're going to talk more about American Queen Steamboat and actually about their other cruise line, Victory Cruise Lines, and to help us dive a little bit deeper into the wonderful destinations and the beautiful ships. On the line with us is Barbara Davis. She works for American Queen Steamboat Company, and there is a manager in training and sales support. Thank you so much for joining us, Barbara.
It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about Victory Cruise Lines. Tell us what makes this such a special cruise line.
Oh, it's certainly unique, that's for sure. So American Queen Steamboat Company actually acquired Victory Cruise Lines in 2018. Mm-hmm. So since then, we have had and now gone through our first sailing season. But what makes this unique is that these are small ship cruises that are on the Great Lakes as well as the St. Lawrence Seaway out to New England and the Canadian Maritimes. So it's really a unique destination to traverse, including the ability to hit all five of the Great Lakes in one voyage.
Oh, cool. Wow. Can you tell us a little bit more about these Great Lake cruises?
Absolutely. So it's probably best to kind of talk about the ships that we have, mm-hmm. and then what's included. So the two ships that we have for Victory Cruise Lines are sister ships. They are identical in deck plan and layout and cabin categories. So it's really easy to find something that meets your needs regardless of which ship that it is. But they are small ship cruises, so there's only 202 passengers on board.
Oh, wow.
And it is internationally flagged. So we have a wonderful international crew that helps to service everything from the staterooms to the dining room. And it's an amazing overall experience on the vessel itself. But that's just kind of the basic about the ships itself. But what's included, all of our voyages begin with a pre-cruise hotel night. So that way guests can come into the city in which we're leaving, whether it's Chicago or Toronto or somewhere along the Great Lakes, et cetera. And they'll have the pre-cruise hotel night to enjoy the city. And then the next day they'll have breakfast included, their luggage will be taken right from their hotel room and put directly into their stateroom, and then we'll include the transfer from the hotel to the ship. And then once they're on board, it's all of the masterful regional cuisine that we have, so all meals, all beverages, including alcohol, so our well drinks, beer and wine and soda, all of that is included, as well as entertainment and lectures and daily shore excursions. So it's really an all-inclusive type of cruise.
And you are visiting some of the most gorgeous areas, especially with the Great Lakes, and when you go into French Canada as well. Tell us about mm-hmm. some of these different cruise options.
Yeah, so there's really quite a few to choose from, but there are two itineraries that are kind of the bread and butter that we're in throughout the entire season. So the season is really May through October, and we have probably 16 departures that do Chicago to Toronto, and then we have another 17 departures during that same time frame that do Port Colborne, which is just outside of Niagara Falls, to Chicago. So I'd say those two are the most popular. Victory One is the boat that does Chicago to Toronto, and that goes from Chicago. Its first stop is Mackinac Island, Michigan. Have you ever been to Mackinac Island?
No.
Oh, gosh. Let me paint you a picture. It is amazing. This little island has no vehicles, and everyone gets around by horse-drawn carriage. And so we pull up to the pier, and our guests actually get into a horse-drawn carriage, and we tour the national park and the historic fort that's there. And then there is a huge hotel called the Grand Hotel, which has had many celebrities and official people staying there. And we have a huge buffet lunch that is, it's massive. I can't even tell you and describe how much food is there. But this is an amazing destination. And I have to also say that, you know, people who like their sweet treats, fudge is everywhere. It's like they even have signs that say, "What the fudge?" There are 15 fudge shops in this tiny little street front town. I mean, it's so adorable. So that's just the first stop on Mackinac Island.
And Mackinac Island, it looks absolutely like it's maybe even a film set. Have things been filmed there? It's gorgeous.
It's so picture perfect. It literally is a postcard.
Wow.
It's amazing. And it's just, you know, those the quaint village houses that are kind of along the waterfront. And I say houses, but they're really storefronts. And the charm and the charisma of being in that tiny little island is amazing. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's also a very adventurous island. So we have some guests who are more active travelers, and they will rent the bicycles that are, you know, hundreds and hundreds of bicycles on this island, in addition to the horse-drawn carriages, and they will just ride their bike through the national park all day. It's amazing.
Wow. It sounds to me also like a great place to have a wedding. If you're coming on a horseback, you just take the bride and the groom, you're on the horse, you have your whole group, your wedding party on the ship, you have it in Mackinac, you get back on, you have a whole celebration.
I love it.
You're sounding very romantic. What's in your future?
No, I've been there, done that, but I just think it's just, you know, the horse-drawn carriage is such a special. It just always brings back pictures of romance to me.
Yes, and I knew I recognized this, Barbara. It was the location, the Grand Hotel, for Somewhere in Time, the classic Jane Seymour, Christopher Reeve movie from 1980.
Yes.
So there you go.
So it is picture perfect. It is film perfect as well. But that's just the first stop amongst many. Mm. After Mackinac Island, we actually transit to the Sioux Locks, where we go through a set of locks that take us up into Lake Superior. And so that's where we actually kind of dip our toes into Lake Superior. So on this particular journey, people can say that they've sailed on all five of the Great Lakes. And then we also stop at Sault Ste. Marie. So, you know, whether they are on the Canadian side or the U.S. side, because it depends on which way they're sailing, they have a wonderful experience in this really unique destination.
I love it. Wow.
Yeah.
To me, it looks like a good place for football fans. You're going to Green Bay, you have Chicago, you have Detroit. I mean, you're like covering a lot of the different tours. That would be a great thing to do.
Yeah.
To do football tour state, you know?
It is, absolutely. So we have another itinerary that does include Green Bay in Wisconsin and Muskegon over in Michigan. So there's more adventurous things, whether it's football or ATV rides and whatnot. But, you know, we really want to give guests a chance to kind of customize their vacation and experience something unique to them. So whether it's the next stop being Little Current in Manitoulin Island, which is where we go to the Ojibwe Cultural Center, and guests can experience a powwow and native drumming celebration. That's something truly unique versus like the big football field stadium and so forth. So we really do offer quite a bit.
Huh, I love it. And you also will visit Niagara Falls.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's no itinerary is complete on Victory without a visit to Niagara Falls. So we actually, we transit the Welland Canal. And so what we do is in like Port Colborne, we'll get everybody off the boat, and or the ship, I should say, and we will get on a motor coach and we'll make our way to Niagara Falls on the Canadian side, which we know is the more impressive side. And then we get up close and personal with the hornblower cruise that gets right up to the waterfall.
Oh, cool.
You know, the mist is there. It's amazing. Yeah. And then we have time to kind of walk around the village, Niagara-on-the-Lake, and we go to a winery, and there's so many wonderful things to see there.
Oh, I love it. And then you end up in Toronto.
Correct. We do. We do end up in Toronto. And you know what? And after everything we've just talked about as well, though, I didn't mention Detroit and Cleveland. I know you said it, but we do Henry Ford Museum and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh,
like we literally
cool.
dock behind the Brown Stadium, where guests can literally walk to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, there's such great city experiences. In Detroit, we pull right up into the heart of Detroit, And then, you know, we've got the Museum of Art there and everything else. But yeah, you're right. We do embark and disembark in Toronto, and that is just a gorgeous city to experience as well.
Yeah, and I would definitely add a couple days on at the end to be able to hang out in Toronto. That would be amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have some city stay packages that people can add on to the cruise vacation itself. So that way they can extend their stay and get some additional inclusions. And it's a better value for them to do that as well.
All right. I love it. This is so cool. And we want to talk next when we come back, because we're going to take a quick break here, but we're going to come back. We're talking with Barbara Davis from American Queen Steamboat, who has acquired Victory Cruise Lines. We're going to talk about one of my childhood destinations. It's still, I think, it's on my bucket list, a place I really want to visit, Prince Edward Island. So we're going to talk about that coming up next. If you have any questions about travel, if this sounds like, wow, this would be so much fun, you're not having to travel halfway across the world to go on a cruise. It's right here in the United States and Canada, very accessible, a wonderful way to experience New England and the Great Lakes and, of course, Canada. So we're going to take a quick break. But if you want to learn more, the best thing to do is to reach out to Elise and her team. Send an email, ksro@travelwise.net. Wise is with a Z. ksro@travelwise.net. You can also give her a call. What's the best number, Elise?
935-WISE. So 935-9493. And we'll talk about some of the specials that we have for early booking for 2020 as well.
Okay. All right. I love it. You are listening to Travel Tuesdays. We'll be right back on KSRO.
Hello, I'm Joyce DeFalla, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We want to let you know that in addition to our Sunday morning services, we also have an informal Sunday evening gathering at 7 p.m. and a free 1 hour class on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We'd also like to invite you to visit our store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of items for the spiritually inclined. Open Sunday through Wednesday, that's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. Or visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
Are the results of your advertising arriving too slow? If you want to stand out from the crowd, deliver your ads to folks who are shopping at your competitor's location. Then, every day or so, reach them at home as a reminder of what you have to offer. We handle the details. You get the results. Find out how at waterdropdigital.com.
We went on the street to find out what you love about MySonomaDeals.com.
I always take advantage of the hotel deals.
Oh, the restaurants for sure.
Believe it or not, you can save 50% and more at MySonomaDeals.com.
I take advantage of the golf deal.
Visit MySonomaDeals.com often for the best deals in Sonoma County. They're always changing and in limited quantities.
We love the family options.
You'll find savings and fun all wrapped into one at MySonomaDeals.com.
I had no idea.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in the studio with me is Elise Corey. Elise is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency here in the North Bay area. And really that gives you a special advantage when you book with Elise, because not only is she very knowledgeable about the different opportunities that you have to go on cruises, on great vacations, but she also has that clout as a virtuoso agent, and she's worked hard to get that wonderful opportunity to really help you make your experience that much more, to exceed the expectations that you have about when you go on a vacation. So she is the person to have in your corner and help you have a great vacation experience. So let's talk a little bit more about Victory Cruise Lines. On the line with us is Barbara Davis from American Queen Steamboat, and they have recently acquired Victory Cruise Lines. And Barbara, I mentioned before we went to break about Prince Edward Island. I'm a huge Anne of Green Gables fan. I reread them all the time. Such great books. And Anne Shirley, I think, is one of the best characters in fiction ever. And to be able to visit these places that are so vivid in my imagination, I think would be really, really fun. So tell us a little bit about visiting these great areas like Charlottetown and Halifax.
Yeah, no, this is a wonderful opportunity to kind of talk about the Canadian Maritimes, because a lot of people don't think about, you know, how close they really are to the States and to Canada, and mm-hmm. it's really easy to get to with these Victory Cruises. So, you know, if someone was doing an itinerary like Halifax to Buffalo or Hamilton to Boston, because we do have itineraries that also visit outside of the Canadian Maritimes. They hit Portland and Boston. But, you know, Halifax itself is just a place super rich in maritime history. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's 100 of the Titanic victims have been recovered and buried in Halifax.
Really?
So kind of a hallowed ground meets maritime historic center and metropolitan city. So, you know, they not only get to see that, but then they also visit the beautiful Peggy's Cove and the gorgeous maritime village there. I mean, it's so quaint and picturesque in Halifax.
Mm, I love it. And tell us a little bit about Charlottetown in Prince Edward
Island. I know this
Island.
Is the one you love.
This
yes.
is it.
Yes. And it's by far one of the most popular destinations on these cruises. When we hit the Canadian Maritimes, because Prince Edward Island is Canada's tiniest and really most charming province, which was really made famous thanks to Cavendish Bay National Park and the farmstead that inspired Ellen Montgomery's Anne of Green Gables book. So we have an amazing opportunity to go relive Anne of Green Gables moments and see exactly where it was filmed. It's charming.
Oh, I love it. This is the cruise.
You know, the
for
nice
me.
Part is these cruises are in our own backyard.
Yes.
You don't have to travel far. For a lot of people, some people don't like to fly. Mm-hmm. So this is a possibility where you could take, let's say, a train mm-hmm. to Summit City and pick up the boat from there, the ship, I should say, let me correct myself, and travel that way. And it's easy. You can do it. It's you don't have to go far, and it's something very simple. And a lot of us don't realize what kind of beauty we have in the U.S. We're traveling out of the country
right.
elsewhere, and we have beauty right here.
We really do. And then another opportunity with these cruises is seeing the fall foliage. Tell us about mm-hmm. those cruises.
We do. I mean, of course, people love going leaf peeping, and the fall foliage is, of course, beautiful in the season, September, October, and that's kind of when the season typically ends for us, is in mid to end of October, so we get a little bit of a taste of it on some of those voyages that are in that Great Lakes area and in the St. Lawrence Seaway as the fall changes. But, you know, also, like we were saying, U.S. travel, but to be so close to our Canadian neighbors and to be able to visit cities that have great foliage as well, and but other opportunities like Montreal and Quebec. Those are huge, huge cities that are beautiful and picturesque here as well.
So you're doing a lot of also, should we say, like a reunion group? Would that be it sounds to me like that would be the perfect group, you know, a college reunion, a high school, a team that used to play baseball together or football,
sure,
and you
yeah.
get together, because here you're reminiscing and you're all, it's small enough and it's not, you know, too large where you miss everybody.
Right. No, that's absolutely right. I think those types of groups that you just mentioned are a great fit for Victory Cruise Lines. And even educational groups or alumni associations are the types of travelers that we see on board. And there's even some, especially for alumni associations, there's some itineraries that hit some unique sites, like in Kingston, Ontario. That is where the St. Lawrence River and Lake Ontario meet up. But here is where we have the Queen's University, which it was the first university west of the Maritime Provinces to allow women a chance to study. So a lot of these alumni groups love seeing historic sites like that as well.
Yeah, and TravelWise will donate back to your cause.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to benefit the Alumni Association and you book a group with us, we will be able to donate back to that association.
I love it. Let's talk a little bit about life on board on Victory Cruise Lines. Tell us about the ships themselves.
So the ships themselves have I would like to say, a little bit more of a relaxed pace to them. It's not like it's these big, huge cruise ship with 10 million public spaces and a ton of activities going on. The big thing about sailing with Victory Cruise Line is you're really out in the destination, and when you come back at the end of the day, you have a comfortable place that's beautifully appointed. You can hang out in the Compass Lounge. We have a tavern, which is a very British pub-style gathering place. And then we have kind of the formal dining room. And I say formal very loosely because it's not formal. There's no formal nights. Our dress code on board is country club casual. So we can have them dine in the dining room. Or we can go upstairs on deck four to the grill where there are floor-to-ceiling windows, and they serve prime rib there every night.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I love that. And then also the observation deck. That looks just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. We have a gorgeous deck up at the very top of the boat. Whether they want to enjoy the sunlight or sit under the shade, our sun deck has an amazing array of places for people to kind of hang out and watch the scenery go by. And for the other guests who want to stay a little bit more active, we do have fitness centers on board the ships. And for our guests who are into a little bit more of wellness, or maybe need their hair done or something during the week, because some of these voyages are longer, we do have a spa and salon on board that offers massage and facials and manicures and hairstyle and so forth.
That's great. And your rooms, the cabins just look really beautiful.
They are. So when we acquired Victory Cruise Line, we did a complete refurbishment of the staterooms and have freshened them up with bright, you know, colors to really kind of keep, like warm colors, I should say, versus bright. They really help to kind of take that outdoor feel in because every stateroom has huge picture windows. So it lets in that gorgeous natural light. All beds are all brand new and they're super comfortable. And I have to tell you, you know, a lot of times we go on cruises and we worry about where am I going to put all my stuff? But these cabins have so much drawer space and, you know, closet space and armoires. So there's plenty of place for people to put all of their belongings, and then they just store their suitcase underneath the bed. So it's really comfortable.
I love it. All right. So there's, and I also like that it's just, you said just a bit over 200 passengers on board.
Correct. Yeah. So it's very intimate feeling. It is small ship cruising. And I promise you, people, our crew on board, they get to know your name within the first 24 hours. And when you get to the bar or to the dining room, they know exactly what drink you like and they've got it ready for you. So, you know, it's very personalized service here as well.
All right. So now let's talk about when we can voyage with Victory Cruise Lines. Are there any room for 2019, or are we sort of at the end of the season for 2019?
We're at the tail end of the season. There's still a couple more voyages into October, so that certainly is possible, but we are really starting to sell a lot of 2020, especially since, you know, the inclusions have been enhanced in 2020, because in 2019 we didn't have premium tours and things like that as well. So, you know, now in 2020 we've actually kind of enhanced the experience overall. But we have some great promotions for 2020, and that includes up to $1,000 per stateroom savings. I mean, there's all sorts of different promotions that your travel experts here can help you with.
Wow, that's nice.
It's always inviting. Yeah, we love to, you know, we love to give value. We love to give to something to people who can benefit by working with a travel professional. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're about. And we do everything from A to Z, your flights, helping you. Could be transportation from your home to the airport. Mm-hmm. We know how to do everything. It's one-stop shop.
Yeah, I like that. So really takes all the effort out of having to figure all of these different connections and things that Elise and her team can take care of that. Plus, she has the added benefit of being, you know, someone who is a travel professional. She knows these travel partners that she works with, and she can get you extra things that you could not get by booking on your own.
And why wouldn't people want to do that?
I know. And it doesn't
know.
Cost anymore.
I always wonder, why would someone want to go direct when they can come to us and we offer so much extra?
Exactly. And if you're interested in the American Queen Steamboat, which Barbara Davis also is, she works for them as well. We've talked about them before. you could get maybe an extra deal, maybe booking on that and maybe booking a Victory Cruise Line. That would be a great way to
work things out. We will always you know do something special.
Exactly.
and if you want, come tomorrow to Wise Wednesday. Mm-hmm. There'll be someone representative from TravelWise there. You can talk about them. We're at in Oakmont, 6575 Oakmont Drive. Mm-hmm. There'll be little sandwich signs out there. And come and talk to us.
Yeah, yeah. Learn a little bit more about these great destinations. Well, this is going to be so much fun. Thank you for taking the time, Barbara, to talk with us about Victory Cruise Lines. This must be exciting to have this new partner now in your pocket, to have them as part of the American Queen Steamboat Company.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. It's been a great pleasure.
It's been a pleasure here, too.
Yes, so much fun. All right. So the best thing to do then is to reach out to Elise. And there's lots of different ways you can do that. You can send her an email. And that is ksro@travelwise.net. Again, ksro@travelwise.net. Wise is with a Z. You can also give her a call at 935-WISE. That's 935-9493. And we will see you then next time here on Travel Tuesdays. This is KSRO.